The mobile court have started since 2013 with the mobile court in prison and in Gudele. And in 2017 to 18, we have extended this mobile court to other areas of South Sudan. By then, to the other areas of South Sudan, where after increasing the number of the states to 32 states plus Abyei, which is 33, so there is areas where there is no court infrastructure there, and there is a lot of cases who are being pending for trial. So we thank our partner in UNDP for their supporting us to send a judges to those areas. So now we cover about 9 states: Ruweng State, Boma State, and Yambio, Terkeka, Yerul, Gagrial, and Chuebet, and Kapoita, where they have finished a lot of cases there.
Can you also explain to us what are some of the cases that you have been finding in those 9 states covering these mobile courts?
These are different cases, but most of the cases are the serious cases were causing insecurity in that areas, especially these cases of murder, robber, and rape cases. These are the cases where causing the insecurity, plus the other mining cases which are there. So most of them they have finished, but as you know, the judiciary, it is just like a hospital where you cannot wipe up all these cases. Always there is so many cases who are being occurring every day. So when you finish with these cases and you go back, after some time you will hear authority from the other states are crying now, they need this mobile court. So mobile court, it is a source of increasing or continuation of the courts, trial courts.
Yes, Maulana, there are issues related to, for instance, like legal aid. How are you dealing all with these cases, and how are you settling such kind of cases? Because legal aid is very paramount in certain areas, for instance, people who cannot afford to represent themselves.
Yeah, legal aid, it is one of international needs in all over the world, and also in our Constitution, Article 19, of fair trial, which is need for anybody who have been charged of serious offense that's supposed to be represented by an advocate from his own or from the Minister of Justice. There's some areas where we cannot find prosecutor even. There's no prosecutor there. So it is really very difficult. But we thank God for our partners, UNDP and UNMISS. They are trying to bring advocates with them to represent the accused person, or sometimes those of prosecutors, they are representing the prosecutor, but the prosecutors or the complainants.
What do you have to say about the fair trials and even the arbitrary detentions in these mobile courts?
Yes, in mobile court, we are just looking on a fair trial. The fair trial is to give a chance to all the parties, give a chance to the complainants to bring all his witness, and also to give the chance to the accused person to question the complainer and his witness, and also after hearing the accused, and you give him the chance to bring his witness so that to end up his cases. So we give them all this, which is this is one of the basic fundamental right of human right of fair trial. So there's no room for that we have denied anyone of his right.
Do you have in the judiciary plans to make sure that extension of these mobile courts also to other states?
Yes, it is there. We have a plan for that with the support of our partners. We can extend our courts to wherever there is a need, and then we will cover all the South Sudan where there is no courts. But where there is a court, then there is no. Except if there is insecurity in that areas, we cannot go. But if there is security, we can deploy a judges there.
In your final analysis, what do you have to say about the performance of the judges in these mobile courts in the country of these 9 states? How do you assess these mobile courts judges from the very beginning until now? How do you assess? Is there any improvement? Anything has to be done?
I think there is a lot of improvement even with the people from that state, they appreciate the role of judiciary, and they're always demanding for coming back of the judges. And even now, especially in Bipor, they say that they will not take a law into their hand. They are waiting for the judges. If there is anything, they will go to the police to open the case and wait for the judges to come. So the role of the mobile court have played a very good and very sensitive. They have covered a lot of cases in that areas, and people are looking for mobile court to come back again.